She's already farting. I've smelled something.
Problems.
What do you, did you drink a lot or?
Double vodka.
You don't even remember. Okay, I understand. A double vodka. Do you have a Diet Coke also?
Yes.
Okay, are you gay? Because gay guys always have an alcoholic drink and then something on the side. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Harrison.
Okay, are you nervous right now?
You're here.
I know, I wish I wasn't, but I can't even believe I chose this. It's okay. What do you do, Harrison?
We are tennis instructors.
You're tennis instructors. When I played tennis as a kid, I was a good player. My father would leave if I didn't play well. Does it all make sense why I'm standing here right now? He'd yell, "What the f-? Come on, let's go!" He did that one time, and I was like, "Dad, I'm at recess. I mean, you're not even supposed to be here." Just wrote that in the back, too. Where do you guys work?
Roosevelt Island.
Okay, at a certain place?
Indoor bubble.
Okay, are you sure you work there and you're not just on drugs? You just said a bubble, that you teach tennis in a bubble.
Oh. It's true.
I love that she just said that. It's true. I'm also on heroin. I'm so glad you're laughing like that. You're so lucky. Harrison, are you... It's always half the crowd that laughs at that, because I know it laughed. Harrison, except when I watch Schindler's List. I f***ing die laughing. That's the funniest... All right. Are you related?
Yeah.
Have you been to my show before?
No.
Really?
No.
How are you related? Your brothers? How are you related?
Mother.
Oh my God, you have an accent?
Yes.
From where?
I was born in Montenegro.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. What should we know about Montenegro?
It's one of the smallest countries in the world.
So when you left, there were two people there? What made you leave Montenegro? Montenegro. Take your time. I'm going to take a f***ing nap. I'm out of my mind right now. I'm tired and I don't want to be here. So it's going to be so funny.
War, government.
War, government. Why'd you move here? Same f***ing thing. From one horrible situation to another. When did you come from Montenegro? When did you come here?
It's a very long story.
Good, tell it. I don't have to do one more joke if you tell the whole f***ing story. Tell it slow. Na, 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 na. Don't flip your scarf around like... It's a lot, unless it's a gay man. All right, don't tell the long story. Just...
I live here now because I'm a green card holder.
Oh, thank God you got in when you did. Some of them are like, get her out! Get her out! Montenegro! Get her the f*** out of this country! She has an accent? Ship her out! Unless it's German. And how are you?
How am I?
Ugh, well, you're such a bitch. That was unbelievable how you just answered me. I just became straight, I swear to God, from you answering me. How am I? I'm sitting in the front row. Why are you asking me how I am? What was that? I know, you're 20, you have a lot of problems. Jesus Christ, I wish I was in Montenegro after hearing that in a f***ing war. So, what were you going to say if you weren't rude?
I'm so good. I have a summer
gig. I love what you just said. I know, you're very fat and you probably ate a lot today. Why do you think you have a... Are you gassy? Do you have to let it out? Okay.
You don't have any medication?
There's a lot of Jews here. They have a f***ing pharmacy. You're Jewish?
She doesn't trust me. I always have things.
What? Oh, you don't take medication?
Not her. She's like holistic.
Oh, what do you have? F***ing seaweed for her?
Homeopathy.
What?
Homeopathy.
Carmel Petit? What did you just say? No, don't hate your accent. It's beautiful.
Homeopathy?
Oh, homeopathy. Okay. Homeopathy? I go to a homeopathy doctor. I wouldn't take that shit either. You'll shit for 9 days, nonstop. Mom! She'll never speak to you again. She'll fart? Well, that's helpful. She has to let it out. She's already farting. I've smelled something. All right. This is so much fun right now. I'm sorry. I'm joking. You probably never fart. If you do, it's... You know what I mean? I'm like... I have so many resentments. You're gay with that fucking pink shirt. Holy shit. If you're not, you are. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're wearing a dog tag. You weren't in the... Were you a Marine? You are not confused. I'm not confused looking at you. I am sure as hell convinced that you want to suck. Or you do. You do, right?
I do.
Yeah, I do. I sucked a big one before the show. Are you high? I know. She's fucking wasted right now. You weren't even looking at me. You were looking over here. She is so high right now. What didn't you smoke? I mean, what? My God, did you do bong hits? You did? I swear to God, I knew. That's extreme. I have a bong inside of me right now. It helps me breathe. That's how I... And you sat right up front. Did you want to sit here?
No.
Oh, well, you're stuck now. What do you do besides drugs? Why? Is that a bad question? I love that you're stirring your drink. It's mixed already. You have a mixed drink. No, is this... You've been stirring it since I got up here. Do you want a blender? Can you tell me what you do? Because I got to move on. This is getting boring. What?
Administrative assistant.
Oh, that's why you don't want to tell me. Just what do you do? I'm allowed to say that. I eat box. I'm serious. There's things you're allowed to say. What do you do?
I'm unemployed right now.
You're unemployed. All right. Oh. Me too. That's why you're here? Okay. They paid for you? Did they? It's okay. What did you do?
I worked in retail.
I know. It's like, I totally knew that. Where, at Spencer's?
Jimmy Choo.
Jimmy Choo. Oh. Are you a couple?
No, just friends.
Oh, yeah, the body language is like this. Two bottoms. So, I'm joking. No. I plow them. What were you drinking?
Manhattan's.
Oh. Mm. What do you do, white, gay, fucking millionaire? What do you do? With no responsibility. What do you do?
I work in media.
What do you do in media?
I work for Food Network and HGTV.
Oh, I should be on the Food Network. I would eat all my stuff before it went to the judges. That should have gotten a bigger laugh. What about the kids? They do those... I just want them all to die. They're like,
my lemon meringue pie is blueberry compost and it's flaky.
Shut up, you fucking nerd. You're never gonna get laid if you make a lemon meringue pie on Food Network. It's horrible when they kick them off the fucking show. There's nothing worse. All right. And then they leave and some of them are hostile, like, I thought that my chocolate chip cookies were the best. They don't know what they're talking about. It's my nanny's fault. What do you do?
An art gallery.
An art gallery. Oh, that's fancy. Fancy. Where is it, Chelsea?
Yeah.
Okay. That was amazing that I just guessed that. Just big cocks on the wall. What's the art?
Big cocks.
Oh, my God. Is it? Are you serious? Oh, okay. Oh, you guys had popcorn? Are you full? It's like a shot glass of popcorn at $700. And what's happening here, the two of you? You're gorgeous. Are you a couple? So turned on. What are you? Are you an actor?
No.
What do you do?
I work retail.
Oh, you took his fucking job. So tired. Where do you work?
Brunello Cucinelli.
What the fuck is that? I'm a lesbian. I don't know what Brunelli Cuccinelli is.
All the Upper East Side are Jews.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, that's their job, is to go to your store. Where do you work? Where do you work?
I'm an architect.
Oh, great. So you guys have a nice apartment?
Should be.
Should be? What do you mean? Like you trashed it?
It's a new apartment.
Sorry. Is it on the Upper East Side? Oh, Hell's Kitchen or Chelsea is where all the gays are. Okay. The lesbians live on the pier. In tents. All the lesbians live in tents. I know you don't. You don't support lesbians. That's what's happening now. They don't hate you. Really? Why? Let's get into this. This is fun. Why?
But the couple of times I've met lesbians.
The couple of times. I've met two lesbians in my life. I'm 40. I've met two lesbians, and they were not nice. Did they hit you with a softball bat? Like, how did...
One of them is very friendly, and the other one gets very processional.
Protectional? That's not a word. Do you know her? All right. So you just said a couple of them, but one of them is nice. So you met one couple, and you're saying that lesbians... There was a throuple?
Three couples.
Oh, all three couples. Maybe you're a dick. You are? Love that you just... So that's why. Okay. You're high as shit. You're not?
No, I
mean... Oh, yeah. The whole front is high. Not everyone, but... You are so... Look at your face. No, I knew you were going to say, I'm sorry. What did your parents do to you? They were okay? No problems. They were okay. My dad died when I was three, so he was okay until I was three. From what I can remember, he would go, yee. All right, and what else could happen? Look at your friend dying laughing. What?
Family?
Yeah, like your mom was okay. Yeah, I can tell. Yeah. Yeah. Where'd you grow up?
Long Island.
That's where I am. I don't like it. Yeah, it's a lot, right? A lot of macho Italian guy. You know, reminds me of my father. He's like, how you doing? What's going on? Hey, fat bitch. Anyway, so where on Long Island do you live? Okay. What do you do there? Retail? So boring.
I'm at Scholastic Book Fairs.
Scholastic Book Fairs. Pedophile. I know you're not. I know. If anything, you were a victim. Such funny material, but there's a lot of people here who get tense with this shit. Some of you are dying laughing. Yeah, of course, the black guy. He has a lot more to worry about than that. Look at some of the white people. What the f*** do black people have to do? I love the two of you so much. Oh my God, you're amazing. Oh, I love that you're fanning. This is... What's your name?
Nate.
Are you okay? Are you having menopause? You're so cute. You look like a little Asian woman. The same people that have got upset about that are looking around to make sure the Asian people are laughing. I'm racist. All right, so... What do you do, Nate?
I'm a graphic designer. I do packaging and product development.
Why did you just spit your drink out? What? He makes images for porn. I don't even understand what's so funny about it. I do packaging, and I love a good package. Did the two of you hang out all the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been laughing so hard.
I'm having a good time.
You are? Yeah, you're so cute. Yeah, having a good time. Having a really good time. My friend Bert and I hang on. Are you Ernie from Bert and Ernie? You are? Yeah, having a really good time. I miss Sesame Street. Look, some of you look so offended, and I'm getting horny from looking at your faces. I just want to say... God, are you okay? That was a major cough. Are you dying? What the f*** Do you have the flu, RSV, and COVID? We're not down. I just wanted to... We're at the same level. We're actually up a little bit. We took some stairs to get up. Did you really think we're down? It seems like we're down. What are you, a lawyer? Close? You're so high. That's why I'm talking to you. You're an engineer on a particle accelerator? I don't even know what that is. I'm so dumb. There was a whole conversation going on.
She was just saying how horny she is.
Oh, she's horny? This is amazing.
Brett!
Susan! Don't tell that funny lady. Are you a lesbian?
Yes.
A drum circle after the show. You laughed so hard at that because you hate us. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because I want to do a Q&A with you guys. Yeah, I don't do it a lot. I love that no one just clapped except for this. Yeah, I have a question. Does anyone have any questions? Hi, Mimi.
Are the twins fraternal or identical?
Fraternal.
I'm a gay twin.
You are?
Yeah, he's fraternal.
Oh, him? This guy's gay. No. Oh, you just pointed at him. Is this your twin? You're fraternal.
It's not that common for both of us to be gay.
Are you both gay?
We're both gay.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Must have been a sword fight inside, Mom. See, gay men laugh at everything. See, I can say that's why I do the gay... All right, so...
I have a question.
What? I've seen you laugh so hard.
Like, having done this for so long, and suddenly, like, in the last 3 years, like, exploding. Like, how did you keep with it?
No, it's a good question. I became funnier because I went through a divorce. I'm going through a divorce. No, I was getting to that point before COVID, and I kept putting up the social media, you know, the clips every day during COVID, which a lot of comics didn't do. And my Comedy Central special came out right before that, and a documentary I made, which is called Hysterical, which you guys should watch on Hulu. It's amazing. It's a documentary about female comics, and there's a lot of big people in it. And Nikki Glaser, like, it's all of my friends are in it. It was kind of happening. And then Bill Burr has been on my side since, for years. He produced my Comedy Central special. And he, like, I ended up getting his management company and his agency, which are the best. And then I did a showcase in L.A. that he put on and went up before me. And they invited the entire, like, decision makers, not just, you know, marketing at the Food Network.
I should have won.
love you. Yeah. So, and I was ready. I was mentally ready. And also, my mom is a therapist and said, you need to start acting like a star. Like, believing that you're a star. I don't mean acting like give me more champagne. But, like, believing it. And I started living like that. Yeah, so that's... And I got a TV deal that we're still working on. What?
Everything works out how it's supposed to.
Right? Yeah, not always. But I think that everything happens for a reason. I really believe that. And I'm supposed to be doing this. It's not for me to get applause. Anyone else before I go?
How did you pick your donors?
Your father.